bound for South Australia, 15th to the 21st of May, 1836. The Cygnet was off the coast of South America. The passengers had now been on board in cramped conditions for 6 weeks and were getting agitated in the heat. Boyle Travers Finnis describes the conditions in his diary. Not having observed any of the 25 of the steerage passengers on deck since the commencement of the damp weather, and being aware that there were 10 persons on the sick list, I advised Kingston to insist upon the whole of the passengers coming up on deck to allow some of the foul air to escape. On examining the state of the berths, bilge water and vegetable matter had accumulated under the lower tier to an extent which must have proved highly prejudicial to health. The following day, attempts were made to make everyone clean up, but many were not happy. Finnis's diary again tells us the tale. This day was set apart to scouring the decks. Every box and bed was brought upon deck. The whole crew got drunk this day and were in a state of mutiny. Constant complaints were urged by Kingston regarding the cuddy table, bad sugar, bad tea, scanty supply of meat, bad management, plates and cups always dirty, sour porter not ripe, nothing for breakfast but salt pork, table too short to hold all the passengers, constant wrangling with the captain. Meanwhile, there was also tension on the John Perry. Captain Morgan's diary recalls, I find there is a deal of bad feeling between the steerage passengers and the ship's crew. It's hardly surprising given the uncomfortable conditions. John Brown, also on the John Perry, gives us some insight into how the passengers may do without the comforts and conveniences of land. On Saturday night and last night, there was a great deal of lightning with a little thunder and some rain, which is the first we have had since leaving England. But at 5 p.m. there was a heavy shower so that the passengers got a quantity to wash their clothing with.